Today, we're diving straight into some exciting developments in the AMD ecosystem, particularly focusing on advanced applications of reinforcement learning and robotics. We've got a lot to unpack, so let's get right into it. Headline overview. 1. AMD Scala is making waves with its application in training robotic arms using Unreal Engine. 2. The XArm 5 robotic arm is showcased as a key component in this training, utilizing reinforcement learning techniques. 3. We'll explore the technical details of the training process, including the SAC algorithm and its implications for robotics. Now, let's take a deeper dive into these topics. Deep dive, AMD Scala and the XArm 5 robotic arm. First up, let's talk about AMD Scala. This library is designed specifically for developing reinforcement learning agents within Unreal Engine, which many of you know is a powerful tool for creating complex simulations. The latest post from AMD GPU Open details how they've used Scala to train the XArm 5, a 5 degree of freedom DOF robotic arm. The training environment is set up with a continuous observation space that includes floating point values representing the positions and colors of target blocks and the location of the robotic arm's end effector. This setup is crucial as it allows the agent, our robotic arm, to relate its movements to visual cues in the environment. For those unfamiliar, the observation space in reinforcement learning is the set of inputs that the agent receives from its environment, essentially the context in which it operates. In this case, the agent must navigate towards colored blocks, which is a common task in robotic manipulation. The action space for the XArm 5 remains constant across various tasks, outputting 3 floating point values that represent a force vector applied to the end effector. This is a critical design choice because it simplifies the learning process while still allowing for complex behaviors to emerge as the agent learns. Now let's discuss the training algorithm used, the Soft Actor Critic, SAC. This is an off-policy reinforcement learning algorithm, meaning it can learn from past experiences stored in a replay buffer, which enhances efficiency. This is particularly useful when training in environments where collecting data can be time-consuming or costly. The SAC algorithm's ability to encourage exploration is also noteworthy. It incorporates entropy regularization, which rewards the agent for taking diverse actions. This is essential in robotics, where discovering new strategies can lead to more effective manipulation techniques. During training, the agent receives rewards for successfully reaching the target blocks and penalties for incorrect actions or excessive movements. This reward structure is designed to minimize the number of steps taken to reach the target, pushing the agent toward optimal paths. The training process is incrementally challenging. Initially, the arm learns to reach fixed locations. As training progresses, the complexity increases with randomized colors and positions of the blocks. This requires the agent to adapt to a less predictable environment, honing its ability to identify and reach targets dynamically. Progressive complexity in training tasks. In the first task, the agent simply needs to reach a fixed target block. The second task introduces variability, where the block colors are randomized, but their positions remain constant. This pushes the agent to rely more on color identification rather than spatial cues alone. The third task ramps up the challenge even further. The target block can appear in any location, requiring the agent to not only identify the color, but also adapt its movements to a new spatial arrangement. This is where the robustness of the learning algorithm is truly tested. The agent must exhibit dynamic reasoning and perception, skills that are vital for real-world applications. What's particularly exciting about this approach is the potential for real-world applications. In practical scenarios, robotic arms often face unpredictable environments. Training them in a simulated space that mimics these challenges can significantly enhance their functionality in real-world tasks. Future directions and enhancements. Looking ahead, there are numerous opportunities for enhancing the training process. For instance, modifying the observation space could provide richer sensory input, allowing the agent to make more informed decisions. Additionally, shaping the reward function to emphasize precision and efficiency could lead to even better performance. Moreover, designing new tasks that require the agent to follow a sequence of targets could further test and improve its capabilities. The flexibility of AMD Scola in conjunction with Unreal Engine opens up a vast landscape for experimentation in reinforcement learning and robotics. Closing thoughts. In conclusion, the advancements in training robotic arms with AMD Scola and Unreal Engine mark an exciting step forward in the integration of AI and robotics. The use of the SAC algorithm in this context not only enhances the efficiency of training, but also prepares these agents for the complexities of real-world applications. As we continue to explore the intersection of AI, robotics, and GPU technology, it's clear that AMD is positioning itself as a leader in this transformative space. I encourage all of you to check out the detailed documentation and examples provided by AMD GPU Open to further your understanding of these technologies. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs and AI, and I look forward to discussing more innovations in our next episode.